Hi, Zara. I want to welcome you to my kitchen. So this is a continuation of our last conversation. And today, I want to introduce you to all my staff and to show you the areas where we are currently preparing meals. So let's go and see what we can find and then also perhaps show you the area.
Hi, I'm Samuel Kutsi. I'm the food service supervisor for the main kitchen at Red Cross Hospital. I deal with the day-to-day functionality of the food services department. So what my role is, I decide on whatever stock is there in and what the menu is going to be for the day. And then I would be issuing it out, all the ingredients, to the food service aide. They are doing the cooking. I just make sure that quality control is there, quality standards will remain throughout, and then I would also do the paperwork, like all the calculations of how many patients there is from ward levels to what, how much ingredients or how much food we're going to put out for the day, basically. So my job is basically the whole kitchen entitled. I'm also the one that deputizes for the manager when she's not on duty or when she's on leave or sick or whatever. So then I would also make sure that the contracts and everything is also up and running. Maintenance of the kitchen as well, which is the health and safety of the kitchen. The operation of all the equipment, making sure that there's a maintenance scheduled for the equipment, the repair of equipment, make sure that all kitchen sections are neat and clean, and make sure that all the food service aides do what they are supposed to do.
My name is Nomendo. I'm working at the kitchen as a cooker. And from today, I'm making a roasted chicken there, and then the yellow rice and the veggies. And I'm starting work in this kitchen from 2015. Then we are the good colleagues, and we're working as a team. And we're starting work 7 until 6 o'clock at night.
Entrance of the kitchen is the distribution area. This is where they dish the food and load it into the trolleys, where the ward hostesses will come and pick up the trolley and then they distribute it at ward level. And then we have the supervisor's office and the manager's office. And then we have the production area. Production area includes where they do the roasting, the frying, and the stewing of foods. And then we have the special diet area. It's the section where Melissa works in today. We have our bread preparation area. This is where they do all the sandwiches on a daily basis. So on every day we have a sandwich that we do for the children for a late snack. Then we have our meat and fish and poultry preparation area, where this is where they only work with raw poultry meat or fish. Nothing cooks come in here. And then we have our fresh veg and frozen veg and fruit preparation area. They wash the veggies, they prepare like peeling, dicing and slicing, all that they do here. And then we have our, let me just, this is the dry store area. So this is where all the dry storage commodities are being stored and where it's being issued out. Then we have our scullery area, very vital area of the kitchen. So this area is where all the dishes and the utensils are being washed by using the Hobart pot wash machine. It rinses and air dries, steams air dries all the utensils and the pots that we use. Then we have our 4 walk-in fridges. One of it is a freezer. We've got our walk-in fridge that the main stores are using for commodities like butter and eggs. That's being stored on that side where we order from them and then they come and distributed to our section. We have our dairy fridge where all milk and dairy products are being stored in. Then we have our freezer. This is for all the fish products and the frozen vegetables and the poultry and the meats. And then we have our fresh vegetables and fruits storage area where we store that in. As you go outside to the back door, that's our receiving area. If we have stock that's being delivered, it comes through that door, and from there onwards we sign off whatever we need. We need to check it, if it's the correct stuff according to the invoice, weigh it off before we go to storage areas. Thank you.
My name is Maria Nkota. I'm a food service aide in the kitchen. I started here in 1990. It's 28 years now I'm working here. But today I've been cooking mother's food. Can come and see, because the mummies that sleep here with the children must also get food. So we cook for them food and then we dish it up. It's like, this is a green bean stew that I'm making for them. So I'm going to dish it up when I'm finished, and then I'm put it in the trolley, and then the water is going to come and fetch it.
I'm Gertruda Davids. I'm start here in 1989. And I'm a runner today. Every day you do the not the same. I'm the care that the place, the tables must be clean, and I'm, when it's dirty I was off, and I help everywhere that they can finish with the job. Oh, how long this is. It's very nice to work with the colleagues. Sometimes it's difficult, sometimes no. We laugh and we make jokes, and we cope very well.
Okay, I'm Melissa Young. I'm a food service assistant, and I'm here about 16 years. Today my duty was special diet, so here's the few children that's on the special diets. Diabetics, we do whatever they get for the diabetic. It's not finished yet, but bland food. No salt, no oil. And then the minimal fat is just almost the same like the diabetic diets. And custard and the sandwiches. And then we make it for the whole day, like supper and for lunch.
My name is Sylvia. I'm working at Red Cross Children's Hospital as supervisor, 30 years young. And I'm working in the milk room. In the milk room, we're making milk for the patients who are sick, very sick. Different kind of milk, and we do it from these papers. This is how we do it. They come in from the wards. They asking for a monogen, then we go into the cupboard. There's a monogen. We're gonna show you how to do it. This is the milk we use, like monogen, Infacare, Elementum. F7. If you had patients on this milk, F7. Elementum, Infacare, and Monogen, and Newgate. That is all the milk we use. And that is a chart. We chart it. If we're taking everything out of the cupboard, then we chart how many we left and how many we use. Yeah, that is all we get, and this is how the volumes we work out. This is like the Elementum here. How many water must we use? How many scoop must we use? And this is for the monogen also. And how many moles, how many divided. This is Newgate, and this is monogen, and this is Elementum. This is a power one, and this is a liquid one. That's how we do it in the milk room.
The Red Cross Main Kitchen loves our kitchen.